This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Thursday, December 14th. Well, cattle markets tried to continue higher yesterday, at least in the early part of the session. We've had 3 days prior to that where the market had been firm and, again, tried to get some follow-through, but stalled out, ended up reversing down in a very quiet type of trading session. But we did see the markets stall out and the buyers step up here, so my guess is that probably going to come back down and test the lows that were put in here just a few days ago. Cash trade starting to get rolling. Light numbers, but it is on lower money. Fed trade averaging around 168. We did see some trade around 166, which would have been down 4. At 168, we're down 2 on the week. Dress trade at 268, also down 2 on the week. Box beef values were mixed. Choice down 114 at 292. Select up 55 cents at 259. The spread lost $1.69. We're sitting at 32.43. Movement to pretty strong 176 loads. Usually Wednesday is your biggest day. 176 is a good number. It's not a great number, but it's pretty solid. Slaughter rate yesterday, 127,000 head. For the week, we're sitting at 380. That's 4,000 more than a week ago, and it's 17,000 more than a year ago. The feeder cattle index at 215.69 on the daily trade. On the 7-day average, we're down 73 cents at 215.32. So the daily and the 7-day average pretty much in line with each other. On the front month futures, we're sitting at 217. So we're still just a couple dollars higher than where the 7-day average is. On the export sales, pretty good number at 15,700 tons for beef. Japan at 4,900, South Korea 3,700, Mexico took 2,200. Pork export sales, a solid 41,100. Mexico took 20,000, Japan 3,900, South Korea 3,800, Australia took 3,200. So from a cash perspective, it looks like we're going to be down again this week. So it's been a few weeks in a row now where the cash is just kind of tumbled, catching up with the futures. So the cash has not been able to stabilize and support the board. It's kind of just following along with the board. And again, with the failure at some resistance levels and the market turning south yesterday, it looks like we're probably going to get some follow through today, would be my guess. Longer term, you know, at some point this slide will stop. You've given up the entire life of the contract in feeders and almost the entire contract in live cattle. So it's been just a wicked slide. At some point, you're going to catch here. The long-term fundamentals are still bullish, and we have yet to start the herd rebuilding process. So that's still a pretty steep hill to climb as we work our way through the winter and especially into next spring. We're getting some very good moisture and, you know, rain and snow in the Texas and Oklahoma panhandles and over into New Mexico, and then rain in western Kansas. So that was really kind of the last remaining dry pocket that was worth noting. So for the most part, the Central Plains all the way up into the Northern Plains is sitting in a good moisture profile situation. And, you know, it's fall, you know, headed into winter. We're not going to see a lot of evaporation. So much of this moisture is going to work its way into the subsoil. And I think that that bodes well for pasture conditions come spring and at least a good hay crop. So things are looking good from a moisture perspective. If the grass is there in the spring, I really think producers are going to be looking for calves to place in these pastures. And those numbers are going to be very tight. So it's just something to keep in mind. Again, you know, you need the moisture, you need the grass, but at this point, it's looking much better that is going to be the case come spring. If you have any questions, feel free to call 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.